Hello, everybody. Welcome to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer that gives you the 5 biggest stories in 5 minutes, so you have to go nowhere else on your commute home. Everything you may have missed today in terms of big Chelsea news will be covered here. So if you're new around here, please do make sure you follow the Chelsea Echo on all good podcasting platforms. And if you're not new around here, please do make sure that you give us a 5-star review. It really, really helps the pod. And make sure you tell everyone else. You can get your bulletins on the tube, wherever you commute from, and you can have it all in 5 minutes. But speaking of that 5 minutes, we are eating into it, and we better get straight into the news. Now, several clubs across Europe have made inquiries about Chelsea goalkeeper Jordi Petrovic. Now, the Serbian is up for sale following the signing of Philip Jorgensen, and there have been concerns that maybe he wouldn't fit Enzo Maresca's system, despite the quality that he did show in the last season, displacing Robert Sanchez as Chelsea's number one. That's according to The Athletic. And as well as that, according to The Athletic, and more concerns about Enzo Maresca's style of play, Ben Chilwell is still potentially going to have a move away from Stamford Bridge. Now, the England international maybe might not fit Enzo Maresca's system. That is what the club is worried about. But his wages and the price tag are a massive stumbling block for a potential sale. But Chelsea will consider selling him for the right price. Moving swiftly on now, though, Fabrizio Romano reports that Chelsea are only looking for permanent moves away for Armando Broya and David Datro for Fofana. But having said that, these moves could be a loan, but only with an obligation. Chelsea wanting to turn a profit on these two players. Armando Broya, of course, being pure profit, and David Datro Fofana being a small fee when he was signed from Molde in the January transfer window of the Clear Lake era. The very first one, of course. Moving on from that, we'll go straight into the incomings. And of course, there's some big news now concerning Spanish international Samu Amorodion. Now, everything is lined up for him to join Chelsea on a 7-year deal. He will be having his medical with the club, and that contract will be valid until June 2031. Personal terms have been agreed, and Atletico will receive a £35 million fee. This is according to Fabrizio Romano. He will be going to Chelsea, and Conor Gallagher will be going to Atletico Madrid. However, there is a stumbling block for both the clubs still to overcome, and that comes in the form of Manchester City forward Julian Alvarez. Now, Julian Alvarez is keen for a move away from the Etihad this summer, and Atletico and Manchester City have been in discussions. And this entire move, in fact, both moves for Conor Gallagher and for Samu Amorodion hinge on this transfer, because they will collapse if he does not sign for Atletico Madrid, meaning Conor Gallagher will remain a Chelsea player and Samu Amorodion will remain Atletico Madrid player. So very tense hours ahead for both clubs. But this obviously does tie in with some other stories that we were discussing yesterday, and it concerns Victor Osimhen. Now, according to reports in yesterday's 5 and 5, we did discuss that Chelsea were potentially keen on signing both players. However, there have been contrasting reports throughout the last 24 hours that may suggest otherwise. Now, a lot of reports are saying that Chelsea is still keen on the move, trying to find a way to make it work. But according to Di Marzio, if Chelsea do get Samu Amorodion, it will effectively close the door on Victor Osimhen's transfer to Chelsea. Paris Saint-Germain are unwilling to pay Napoli's asking price, and Chelsea have only opened talks potentially with a loan with an option to buy. Meaning, in the eyes of Victor Osimhen, this may not be the best move for him because, of course, as we discussed a few weeks ago, he wants to only get a permanent move away from Napoli. Now, if we'll go into it a little bit more, Victor Osimhen and his camp are holding out for $10.2 million in net wages. Chelsea are willing to be flexible from their otherwise rigid wage structure for a star like him, and that is because they know that he can amplify the commercial appeal of Chelsea. Now, obviously, with those wages, that is a huge amount of money. Thanks to HMRC, you're probably looking at $20.4 million in gross wages for the Nigerian international. And obviously, you know, 50% of that is going to be going to HMRC, hence the net being 10.2. And there is a possibility that, despite everything we were saying about maybe this not being the best move for Victor Osimhen, there is an option on the table where Chelsea will look at a loan with an option to buy. We are very close to agreement with Napoli, apparently, and it would be mutually beneficial because we'd get Osimhen, which would be fantastic, and Romelu Lukaku would be heading back to Italy. He doesn't want to play for Chelsea ever again, despite having 2 years left on his deal. That's according to Miguel Delaney. So there are a lot of issues there, but there is a lot of reports from multiple journalists that Chelsea are willing to break their wage structure for Victor Osimhen. Nothing has changed so far. There are still conversations. There obviously has been small developments, but nothing concrete yet. But we'll be keeping tabs for you on all of that news coming out of Naples for the Nigerian international. And obviously for Samuel Mordion, if he does put pen to paper on that Chelsea deal. But ladies and gentlemen, this has been 5 in 5, your Chelsea transfer show. If you have enjoyed it, please do make sure you give us a 5-star review on all good podcasting platforms. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for your news at 5 o'clock. 5 in 5, we'll be back then, and we will see you guys later. Bye-bye.